Hey, it's Cappy, and this is Beyond the Plate, Heard, the audio newsletter where I share what's on my plate, literally and figuratively. From culinary insights to restaurants and recipes, it's everything I'm seeing, tasting, and talking about in just a few minutes. This isn't a peer-reviewed culinary journal. It's just my take on what I'm into at the moment. So let's dive in, and I hope you all take something from my plate. All right, first up is the Benjamin Hollywood. Okay, I keep hearing about the Benjamin Hollywood. The Benjamin is a contemporary homage to classic restaurant hangouts. It's in Los Angeles on Melrose Avenue and seems like a C&B scene type spot, but like in a cool way. There are three partners, Ben Shinasafar, also known as Ben Hundreds, Jared Meisler, and my friend, Kate Burr, who I've known for like over 10 years from her PR days back in New York. Kate is an absolute riot. She moved to LA, kind of reinvented herself, or next chapter, if you will, in a bunch of ways. And this is one of her latest and greatest projects, which makes me even more excited to check it out next time I'm in town. The menu is upscale comfort, but refined. And the chef is Hannah Martin Duarte, who's cooked in some really great spots. And apparently the burger, the Benjamin burger, that's the one I keep hearing about. It's what all the kids are talking about these days. Upstairs, there's also Bar Benjamin, which has a full cocktail program, and the drinks seem pretty fun and delicious. So anyway, Kate, I'll be there. Save me a seat, please. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. Next up is Three Farm Daughters. Three Farm Daughters are a North Dakota-based food company. Okay, I met these three sisters, Annie, Molly, and Grace, at Expo West last year, and we had such a fun conversation. They're born and raised in Grand Forks, North Dakota, true farm kids. They left for college, did the big city thing, and then slowly made their way back home. And what they built is really smart. They make pasta, but it's made from durum wheat grown on their family farm, and it's naturally high in prebiotic fiber. It has these really interesting gut health benefits. Here's the part that made me laugh. I asked them last year if they knew Molly A, thinking North Dakota food world must be small, right? And not only do they know Molly, they have created and collaborated with her on a product. So I just love when smart, intentional brands are rooted in place and family like that. Anyhow, I'm headed back to Expo West this week, and I'm hoping to see them again. So if you're listening, sisters, I'm coming by the booth. Next up is a recipe-ish for sous vide egg bites. Sous vide egg bites are something I've been making since long before the pandemic made everyone buy sous vide machines. For me, I've been making the Starbucks knockoff version. These take a little time, I'm not gonna lie, but essentially you blend together eggs, cottage cheese, and some salt, whatever mix-ins or other flavorings or vegetables if you want. Pour them into jars, put them in the whole water bath situation, but then breakfast is kind of handled for like the week or more. These are clean, they're protein packed, and they're actually pretty filling. I know exactly what went into them, which is what I like about cooking things like this at home. If I'm feeling lazy, I'll grab the Kirkland sous vide egg bite version, which for all intents and purposes basically is the same thing as the Starbucks ones. But there's something about making them at home. It just feels better, more control, you know? And honestly, they taste really good too. There are a million recipes online, but I do have my version saved in my Instagram highlights if you want to see exactly how I do it. And once you start making these, you will likely make them again. I will include the link to the Instagram highlight recipe in the show notes. Next up is social impact related. I know I've mentioned Expo West a few times already in this episode. Expo West is kind of the defining event for the natural and organic products world. It's a massive CPG show, consumer product goods. It has startup founders, legacy brands, retailers, buyers, everyone under one very large Anaheim Convention Center roof. I'll be heading there this week. I go for my day job with Rachel Ray, but I genuinely love walking the floor. Yes, you see trends. Yes, you taste 100 things before noon, or maybe 1,000 things. But what I'm always listening for are the stories. So many of these brands are certified B Corps, or they're donating a portion of proceeds, or they're built around regenerative agriculture, or woman-owned, or immigrant-founded, or solving some very specific problem because of something deeply personal. All great things. Anyhow, that's the stuff I gravitate toward, the heart behind the brand. So while I'm there this week, I'll definitely be on the lookout, not just for the next big snack trend, but for the brands aligning profit with purpose, because that's where things get interesting. Next up is the Nassau Paradise Island Wine and Food Festival. Nassau Paradise Island Wine and Food Festival is, well, a wine and food festival in Nassau, Bahamas. I've never been, but I've heard about this event for years. It's one of those big lineup type festivals, like the best chefs, serious wine and spirits, live performances, and it's all set at Atlantis in Paradise Island. It supports the Atlantis Blue Project Foundation, which focuses on ocean conservation. So it's not just indulgence, it's impact too, which we love. I will be there with Rachel Ray. We're doing two events. One is a wine dinner with a really fun menu we've put together, and the other is called the Seafood Social, which basically means I get to walk around tasting bites and drinking delicious cocktails. Arm twisted. This lineup is very solid. Everyone from Michael Simon to Tom Colicchio, Jose Andres, Antonio Lofaso, Michael White, and a bunch more. It's produced by Cream, Culinary Related Entertainment and Marketing, an incredible agency out of Miami that does work coast to coast. So if you need me next week, I'll be busy doing research. One last thing before I leave you. While I was literally thinking through this episode, I was sipping a mug of bone broth, specifically Brodo, Chef Marco Canora's bone broth. This could easily be its own section in a future episode, and maybe it will be, because I've been drinking this stuff for years and cooking with it a little bit. It's just like perfection when it comes to bone broth, like super good flavor, really clean. You can taste the quality immediately. And yes, you can find a ton of different bone broths these days at grocery stores, plenty of options. But if you're serious about like really good quality, this is the one I recommend. Anyway, that's what's in my mug right now. Thanks for listening to Herd, a production of Beyond the Plate. You can find all the links and handles I mentioned in the show notes. If you like this, then tap the follow button and tune in for more Herd, where I share what I'm seeing, tasting, and loving lately in food and hospitality. And if your friends and family may enjoy it, I hope you'll share it with them. Until next time.